Depend on us for local news. Now, Mike Thomas, Heather Roberts, and Frank Bonacquisti.
St. Charles Health System, Central Oregon Community College, and OHSU are collaborating on a program to train more nurses. Dr. Susan Bakewell-Sachs, OHSU's nursing school dean, says it more quickly addresses the local workforce shortage.
A program designed for individuals who already have at least a bachelor's degree in another field to enter nursing through this accelerated program that gives them a bachelor's degree in nursing in 15 months.
The partnership allows for OHSU nursing students to use COCC's simulation lab and classroom space, and they'll serve many of their clinical hours with St. Charles. Dr. Bakewell-Sachs tells me the goal is to train local students who will most likely stay and work for local healthcare providers.
We have examples of how this has worked well in other parts of the state, and so I'm just really pleased that we've been able to put this together and we're ready to go forward.
The first cohort of 8 students begin classes in July.
Local leaders got an early look at the results from this year's point-in-time homeless count conducted in January. Bend Mayor Melanie Keebler says the stats are mixed.
In the region overall, the numbers did go up in total, but in our city, they actually went down. And that's the first time that's happened in over a decade.
She believes the improvement in Bend is due to the partnerships that keep local shelters open and the city reaching an affordable housing goal. Keebler says 10% of all housing built in Bend is now deed restricted.
10% may not sound like a lot, but if you look at what other cities are able to do and sort of how much it takes to subsidize these units, it's actually a really big accomplishment to see that percentage of our housing be set aside for people with certain incomes to make sure they can afford it.
She tells KBND News the city cannot let up on its work to get people housed. Oregon's snowpack is relatively strong as we begin the melt-off season.
Forecasts are predicting slightly above normal water supply conditions for the summer, which of course bodes well for reservoir storage and also the irrigation season, which has started, of course, already.
But NRCS hydrologist Matt Warburton says that optimistic forecast wavers in some corners of the state. Northeast Oregon is likely to see a lower water supply this summer.
There's some indications of drier soil moisture conditions in the Umatilla Basin, as well as snowpack and precipitation deficits in parts of the Grand Bon and Powder River basins.
The Mount Hood and Lower Deschutes Basin is also lower than normal. Jefferson County officials have asked for a state drought declaration. The strongest snowpack is in southeast Oregon. The Owyhee Basin is 175% of average for this time of year. A section of Greenwood Avenue in downtown Bend will see big changes this summer. The public can check out the new design and give feedback at an open house next week.
Creating more space for bicyclists and pedestrians on Greenwood Avenue means turning 4 vehicle lanes into 3 between Wall and 2nd Streets. City of Bend project manager Todd Johnson tells me construction will take a few weeks.
Likely implementing this around the July timeframe, seeking public input on proposed changes. We have an open house that's live online right now, and you can go and comment on it.
He says the City of Bend's website also has maps and past information on surveys and studies. The safety improvements fit into a larger goal for the city.
We're looking at that Hawthorne pedestrian bridge. We're looking at making improvements to Franklin, and then this certainly at Greenwood, with first the quick build, kind of evaluating that for a year.
Next week's in-person open house is Tuesday from 4:30 to 6:30 at Bend City Hall.
Just a few days after signing Oregon's new drug recriminalization bill, Governor Tina Kotek says implementation is underway.
We have a good number of counties who have voluntarily said that they want to be part of the initial adopters of the early deflection programs related to the new bill. That needs to be set up by September.
Deflection programs aim to get people caught with user amounts of drugs into treatments instead of jail. Kotek says the Criminal Justice Commission is getting money out to counties working on those programs, but it's just the start.
We have a session next year. We have to make sure that things that the counties are going to stand up in terms of additional treatment or additional options within their criminal justice system will actually serve people, and we have to keep it going. That is the commitment.
She plans to hold a meeting in May with law enforcement officials, public defenders, behavioral health providers, and others to make sure all affected groups are on the same page before the new law takes effect in September.
State Senator Daniel Bonham of the Dalles has been selected as the new Oregon Senate Republican leader. Former leader Ben State Senator Tim Knope stepped down from the role as he prepares to leave the legislature at the end of the year. Knope was deemed ineligible to run for re-election due to his participation in the 2023 walkout. He congratulated Bonham and thanked him for stepping up to lead the caucus. Democratic leader Senator Kate Lieber issued a statement welcoming Bonham to the new role and said she's deeply grateful to Senator Knope for his partnership and service to the state.
Wallowa County commissioners reportedly sent letters this month to the governors of Idaho and Oregon, as well as the legislatures of both states, asking them to discuss moving Oregon's border. Greater Idaho Movement leaders say it's the latest county to push for legislative action. Idaho's House of Representatives passed a resolution in 2023 supporting talks between the states, but it failed to gain traction in the Senate.
A famous local voice received a statewide honor this week. Our own Frank Bonacquisti was awarded 2023 Oregon Broadcaster of the Year from the Oregon Association of Broadcasters, beating out dozens of other nominees in radio and television. OAB's Broadcaster of the Year recognizes someone who has worked in the industry for at least 15 years and has made a significant and lasting contribution to Oregon broadcasting. Congratulations to the count.
Thanks, Heather. I'm blushing. The state of Oregon has fined State Farm Insurance for not telling customers they can get a lower rate if their credit rating goes up. State Farm was fined $200,000. Jason Horton with the Oregon Division of Financial Regulation says a good credit rating means lower rates on insurance.
There's many factors that insurance companies check to establish your rate, and one of them happens to be your credit.
Insurance companies are required to tell customers they can get a lower rate if their credit rating improves. And State Farm self-reported they didn't do that for 6 years. Horton says you can ask your insurance company for a re-rate once a year.
When they do the re-rate, the only thing that can happen is your premiums stay the same or get lower.
You can track your credit rating at annualcreditreport.com. If your credit rating has increased through the year, you can call your insurance company and ask for a re-rate. AAA reviewed electric and hybrid vehicles new to the market and has released their latest buyer's guide.
If you're looking for an electric vehicle, hybrid, or plug-in hybrid, AAA's guide can be helpful. All of the vehicles are new or redesigned for 2023 or 24. AAA's Marie Dodd says an all-electric car tops the list.
This year's overall winner is the 2023 Mercedes-Benz EQS 580 4MATIC SUV. This high-end electric vehicle has plenty of horsepower, a decent driving range, and a swanky cabin loaded with features and tech.
The winning pickup is the Ford F-150 Lightning. If you're looking for a car under $40,000, the Honda CR-V Sport Touring Hybrid ranked as the best lower-priced vehicle. Dodd says it's important to compare models.
Consumers shopping for a new vehicle have many choices, and the process can be overwhelming. For those wanting an EV or a hybrid, the 2024 AAA Car Guide can help by rating and ranking the latest vehicles.
The Car Guide is available on AAA's website.
Listen to the morning news, sports, and guest interviews anytime, anywhere. Just press the news button on the KBND app.